Rabbi Chaskel Levenstein Zitzal, in analyzing the parsha and the episode of Pinchas ben Elazar, comments that the pasuk says Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen Heshev es chamosim al bnei Yisrael bekanoi es kenosi b'soichem. He took what he did, what he had to do, but lechilisi es bnei Yisrael, and because he did what he had to do, hinei noisalei sprisi shalom, he was given this wonderful reward of hinei noisalei sprisi shalom. So he points out that the Chayvus Halvavus says that in every action that we do, there are two elements. There's the element that requires our thought and our conviction to do what we're doing. And then there is what we actually do. So he says, the thought and conviction that goes into planning what we do is something that we deserve deserve reward. Because since particularly we have Bechira, every person has the choice to do and to decide how to live his life. So if somebody took the right choice to do what had to be done, so he's deserving that schar. But on what he actually does, that nobody could do anything unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the opportunity and gives him the ability to do it. And for that, less schar is deserved. Because it wasn't really I who did it. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu who helped me do it. So if that's the case, he asks, in this parasha, we see that why does Pinchas get the schar? Pinchas gets the schar because Heshev es chamosi b'nei Yisrael b'kane es kenosi, for doing what he had to do. But we just said that what he did isn't what he deserves to get credit for. So explains Rav Cheskel Levenstein, from here we see a very deep thought, that when somebody chooses to do what's right, when somebody has the courage to do what's right, that is what everybody in the world sees. And I think what he means to say is that that creates a tremendous Kiddushim Shemayim. And since that creates this incredible Kiddushim Shemayim, for that he deserves the credit. Because that's what everybody else could learn from. But he takes this concept one step further. And he says what the story of Pinchas also teaches us is that what one person could do, and actually he says that's the lesson of Pinchas versus Bilam. Pinchas, on one hand, by deciding and actually doing what was the right thing to do, as the pasuk says, Heshev Chamasim al b'nei Yisrael, caused that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not be angry any longer with Klal Yisrael. Bilam, with his terrible plan that he gave to the Midjanim, had to cause Klal Yisrael to do an Aveira, had to cause Klal Yisrael to act immorally, did just the opposite. And that's why the Torah is teaching us what we can accomplish. It doesn't take more than one person to accomplish. And not only does it not take more than one person to accomplish, but that one person could overtake what one terrible person can also do. The pasuk says, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, and Rashi brings the Maimer Chazal from a Masechta Sanhedrin that Behei Beis Amud Beis, Lefi Shoya Shvatim Evazim Oysoi. The Shvatim were embarrassing him. Do you see this individual whose grandfather was an Oyver Avodah Zarah, was not just an Oyver Avodah Zarah, but he was a priest by Avodah Zarah, and now the Horeg Nosik Shevim Yisrael, and now he took it in his hands to kill a Nosi in Klal Yisrael. L'fikach ba'akosav, that's where the pasuk comes, v'yochsoy ach Aaron, it tells us there was Aaron's grandson as well. And many of Farshim asked the question, what are the Shvatim saying? Everybody knew who Pinchas was. So why by and if they thought that he did the wrong thing, why by mentioning his yichus does it change one way or the other? And of course, the simple question is, we're speaking about the Torah. We're speaking about Klal Yisrael. So is that the way you deal with the people that you don't agree with, by calling them names and saying, look at who his yichus is? So I saw that the Naim HaMelech answers this question. He says, many times people have a question on, should I do something or not? And it's difficult to decide if what I'm doing is actually a mitzvah, or maybe what I'm doing is just the opposite. And of course, he explains that that is part, a very big part, of what the Yetzer Hara plan of action is. The Yetzer Hara tries to bring confusion into our lives. And what he does is, he doesn't help us have the clarity of thought to know what is the right thing or the wrong thing to do. So what are we to do? So what we're supposed to do is emulate the way of the tzaddikim. If we see that this is the way tzaddikim live their lives, and we see this is the way tzaddikim do things, that will be very much a proof to us that this is the right thing to do. And that's exactly what happened at that time. As the Gemara says, Pinchas killed Kazvi Bas Tzur, Pinchas killed Shimri Ben Tzalu, and Pinchas' question was, should you or not? And the Gemara, of course, says that Nis'alma Mehem, that they all forgot the halacha, that when such an activity happens, Kanoim Poigimba. But as soon as Pinchas did what he was supposed to do, they all remembered and they all recognized and they all realized that he did the right thing. And that's why they were all wondering, how did Pinchas know to do the right thing that no one else knew to do the right thing? So then the pasuk says, because he was Aaron's grandson. He lived a life with his grandfather, and he saw the way that his grandfather lived, and that was the model to teach him how to live on his life. After Pinchas did this tremendous act, what happened was that they all started to realize that if they want to be great people, they have to do what Pinchas did. And what they have to do is, they have to also live their lives following the way tzaddikim live their lives. What happened here was, Bekanoi es kenosi, says the Noam Elimelech, beautiful pshat. He got all of Klal Yisrael, Bekanes Kenosi got all of Klal Yisrael jealous of him. They wanted to know, how did he know what to do the right thing? And we didn't do the right thing. And from then on, they realized, by realizing that he lived his life trying to follow the Derech HaTzadikim, if they'll live their lives that way, they will also do the right thing. And I saw that Rav Mendel Merimonov, in his Sefer Divrei Menachem, actually takes this point even one step further. Pinchas himself wasn't quite certain if he did the right thing or not. And he was wondering, should I do it or not? And the Pasuk actually says, was Vayam in Tehillim, Perek Kovah Pasuk Lamed, V'yamid Pinchas v'yifalel. He was mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tell me if I'm doing the right thing. And what he did was, he explains, that he took out of his heart, any kinna. He took out of his heart any hatred. And that's what happened over here. Klal Yisrael weren't able to take out of their hearts any ulterior motives. And because Klal Yisrael weren't able to take out of their hearts any ulterior motives, they started thinking, when we want to do what we have to do here, is it coming from the Aaron side or is it coming from the other side? Only Pinchas was able to do what's right. Only Pinchas did what's right because he didn't think anything else but what's doing right. Rabbi Yecheskel Mikuzmer once came to a Rav who wasn't really paying attention to his Kehillah that they should be doing what's supposed to be done. So he told the Rav, it's your obligation, it's your responsibility to do what you have to do to make sure that people in your community are doing what they have to do. So the Rav told him, what you ask of me to do is very difficult. So Rav Yecheskel Kuzma told him, look at a door of every room, of every home, every Jewish home. There's a mezuzah. What's going to be if somebody says the mezuzah, a parsha, should be treated in the right way, with the proper covet? It shouldn't be hanging on the door. You should get a beautiful silver box and put the mezuzah in that box and put it into your china closet, into your break front. That will not have fulfilled the mitzvah of mezuzah. The fulfillment of the mitzvah of mezuzah is by putting it where it's supposed to be on the hanging on the door. And that is the job of the Rav as well. The Rav is not supposed to say, well, I'm going to sit in the background. As we learn from Pinchas, a person is obligated to do what he has to do. B'kanoyas kanasi, a person has to do what he has to do and not think about, well, what's in it for me, or is this befitting for me? And that's why the Pasuk says in this week's Parsha, in describing the requirements of a leader, Yivkar Hashem Elokei Ruchos L'chabasar, Isha L'Eda Sheyetze V'Lefneihem V'Sheyavu L'Lefneihem. Leaders of Klal Yisrael have to be there in the front. They're like the door, like the mezuzah on the door, that whenever we walk in or out of a home, the mezuzah is right there as we come there. The mezuzah is there, Sheyetze L'Lefneihem V'Sheyavu L'Lefneihem. Their acts, and they shall live by example, is the way that Jewish leaders become Jewish leaders, and Jewish people learn from those Jewish leaders.